you better work. We're here to so in the last month, I've become increasingly addicted to RuPaul's Drag Race, a show that Scott has watched most of the seasons of, and a bunch of you listeners enjoy as well. So we figured season 11 just came out. Let's look at the 15 contestants. We'll break them down with our thoughts and feelings. This isn't going to be a weekly thing, but we might record a couple extra ones as, like, big episodes come up. Like, the Snatch Game, I feel like, would be a fun one to talk about afterwards, because I fucking love the Snatch Game.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to work them in order that they came into the workshop, all right? And this should be really entertaining, because Scott knows more than anybody that I struggle with saying names. So
it's going to be good here we shit. Go.
All right, so the first one I have down here is Vanjie, who I haven't seen season 10, so I didn't know anything about her, but I kind of hated her as soon as she walked into the room.
Yeah, I had not. I have not watched season. I think the last season I saw was maybe 9, if not 9, then 8, and some of the All-Stars ones. But yeah, I did not see season 10. I don't know who Vanjie is, but she was pissing me off right off the rip.
Right away, I disliked her. That being said, once they started working in the workroom and they did a couple of like the one-on-one interviews, I warmed up a little bit to Vanjie. I don't love her, but I won't deny that I thought her outfit actually looked pretty good for the final runway.
Okay, so we're going to do this. This is going to happen a lot because I have face blindness.
if you're going to ask me, I don't remember.
Okay, well,
these are the notes that I had written down.
So, because I remember who like 6 of these 15 queens are. Everybody that's middle of the road, I am going to have a hard time with. So, who was the first one that came in?
So, that was Vanjie. And Vanjie, I definitely don't see making it to the final three. I think until maybe the final 6.
So, Vanjie is not on. Vanjie. Vanjie Mateo. Yeah. Okay. So I actually have the RuPaul's Drag Race fandom wiki up. Oh, Vanjie was one of the ones that was in the... Oh, we're going to get there. She was one of the bottom three, right?
Yeah, she was in the bottom three. But I think that she did... She had like a cool little like cape thing with her gown. She looked good. As much as I disliked her, she looked better than I thought.
Oh yeah, the joke is the joke that they made at the end was I believe that the term that they used was a slutty SeaWorld worker.
Something like that.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah. Anyway, so she was not great, and she was annoying in the beginning, but she wasn't terrible in the middle.
No. I think the middle really won me over with her a little bit. Mm-hmm. The second person who came in, I loved immediately because Nina West says that her influences are the Muppets and Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah.
And that's gonna grab me right out the gate.
Yeah, so Nina West is from Columbus, Ohio. And she, as soon as the Muppet comment came out, I turned to Megan and I was like, oh, this is Matt's favorite for sure.
Well, so Nina is so strange to me because I think she's the most experienced out of all the girls.
Yeah, and she did a really shit job.
Yeah, she did a terrible job, and she seems so unsure of herself the entire episode. I'm glad that they didn't let her go. I want to see her get at least one more opportunity to show any of that 14 years of experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, her outfit looked like she had never done drag in her life when she came out. It was awful.
What was so funny, though, is that she tried out 9 times.
Rue
was like, I have watched a lot of your videos, your application videos or whatever. And that's just weird, you know, to get it wrong so many times.
And keep trying. I mean, keep trying.
Got to give them props, though, for not giving up.
No, absolutely. You got it. If this is what you want to do, you chase it. You know what I mean?
And apparently,
like me with podcasting.
But Nina West is like hot shit in Columbus. So I don't know.
Nice. The next person that came in was Sugarcane, who I thought looked really great for only doing drag for a year and a half.
Yeah, but she's annoying as fuck.
But she is not the most annoying person on this season. We will get to her.
Yeah, yeah, we will get to her. Soon. But as soon as Sugarcane came on, I was like, please stop talking.
Yeah, I like the look that Sugarcane has. Even on the final runway, I wrote down, I love this look. But
do you remember which look it was?
No, because I need to get better at actually writing down what the looks were. It's just in the spur of the moment typing to myself. Yeah,
I want to say that Sugarcane had one of those dresses that's like a bodysuit with the flowing. It's like a dress, like a full length dress, but it's more like a cape tuxedo tail kind of thing. I think that she might have been one of those.
I think that she's another one that I could see being in the final six. I definitely don't think she's going to win it.
No, she's not going to win, but she will make it relatively far, especially if she brings drama, because just so everyone knows, fucking hate drama. On this show, they've been manufacturing more and more drama every season, which is why I haven't watched at least the last season, if not the last two. Just FYI. So you're going to hear me bitch about that in any episode that we do about season 11.
So we said that Sugar probably won't win this season, but she's followed by someone who I think is one of the two people to beat this year, and that's Plastique Tiara, who just looks
like a woman,
stunning.
Yeah, she's
like this.
Here's the problem with these that super pretty queen, and I think that they actually mentioned something about that, is that people don't take them seriously because they're like, oh, she's just a pretty face, and that's happened a lot. All of pretty much every single season, there's one woman that one queen that I'm like,
Violet Chachki won.
Oh yeah, Violet Chachki. Yeah, Megan just walked by and I was like, Violet Chachki won. Yeah, Violet Chachki was one of the most beautiful queens that the show has ever had. Not my ultimate favorite queen, but definitely in the top three, and she won. But very often those women don't make, or women, I'm sorry, those queens don't make it beyond midway because they just don't have. They've rested a lot on their looks and not on their comedic side. And Rue is awesome in that, where she's like, you need to be funny. You can't just be a man that looks like a really pretty woman.
Well, and that was like what Courtney Act's entire thing was too in season six, was Courtney Act never stepped out of like, I have the body of a beautiful woman. Like that was her entire
thing. And Courtney is goddamn gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, Tiara, I really think, is going to be in our final three unless, you know, she really botches one of the final runway situations, because I think that she has a good personality too, but you're right. She's going to have to evolve.
I don't know if she's funny. Yeah, I don't think that she's got enough humor. I know it's a lot to assume from one episode, but I'm just thinking, like, if that's who this person is in the first episode, are they really going to bring a whole lot of personality to, I don't know. Well, there are other people. Let's just say she's fine. She's very pretty.
She's fine. She should be around for a while.
Yes.
At the very least.
Yes. And then let's go on to someone who I have stronger feelings about.
Oh, dude. So the next person I walked in was Mercedes, who I hate it immediately. I think that she should have been in the bottom two. I think that nothing she did was interesting. She had no direction during the first challenge.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say, is like, I could not stand her face in that challenge. She's okay. So I know that gay culture is incredibly toxic as far as toxic masculinity goes. And so I'm trying to take that into consideration here, but this is also a super strong competition. It has, you know, millions of watches the first night every episode comes out. It's a big deal. Like, RuPaul's Drag Race is huge. I don't think that Mercedes has what it takes to go more than two episodes. The character
is
boring.
Next year.
She's not hot enough to even get it to halfway through the season. She just doesn't have anything.
And I adore Ben De La Creme. I always liked Ben De La Creme.
Yeah, Ben De La Creme.
There was nothing
fantastic
in her runway outfit that looked like Ben De La Creme. It looked like she just wore whatever she wanted to. It didn't even feel like she fulfilled what the recommendation was of the contest.
Yeah, well, and that's also very frustrating for me because I wanted a lot more out of everyone. There was really only one person who wasn't even in the top three. The only person that really, in my opinion, did the runway right. Well, actually, the person, we'll get to that. There were two people that I think did really, really well.
I know who you're going to talk to. There's one person who I do not like that much, but I think that she really brought it on the runway. And we'll get to her in a second. Another person I wrote down, Scarlet Envy, great body, but I feel like I might end up hating her before the season's over.
Yeah, Scarlet Envy is actually the one who had that. She got... Oh, Megan just reminded me. Scarlet Envy is the one that reminds me of Patrick Swayze in drag.
In Tu Wong Fu.
Because the nice. Man looks, he's got long hair and he looks like Patrick Swayze. And then when he dresses up as Scarlet Envy, she looks like a less masculine Patrick Swayze in Tu Wong Fu.
I still need to see Tu Wong Fu.
You've never seen Tu Wong Fu? It is.
Okay.
No, I saw it once and it's been years. I remember nothing about Tu Wong Fu.
It's really, really good. We just watched it last year. We watched it maybe a year into our relationship together because I watched it in high school, didn't quite get it. I liked it because of John Leguizamo, but I didn't really get it. And then we watched it together, and it's such a good film. It's such a good flick, and it's got Rizzo in it, man. Come on.
Okay, fair enough. I did like Scarlet Envy's like kind of classy look on the runway that she did. Like it was very like old 30s, which, you know, always is good in my book.
Yeah, like the Hollywood Regency, let's say.
Yes, but she was kind of a non-entity throughout most of the episode, really.
She's kind of got an annoying personality that, well, he does. Jacob James has an annoying personality because he thinks he's so hot.
He is
that. Well, and that's the thing, as I feel like there's certain people, we'll get into one of them, there is someone in this lineup where I did not like anything about their drag look, but every time they interviewed the person behind the drag, I was very charmed by them. And that happens, I feel like, every season. There's like one person I'm like, I don't like anything that you do, but I like the person that you are. But next up is Honey, probably the only Davenport I actually kind of enjoyed. I liked the beehive inspired outfit that she walked in with.
I did not like that outfit.
See, I like the way that it ties into the character.
Right. Like, I mean, I liked the concept, but I thought that it just didn't work.
And I have down great outfit for her runway, but I can't remember what she wore. Mm. So it must not have been that great.
Yeah, we're going to have to get better about I didn't take any notes, and I messaged you last night. I was like, you're going to have to help me, but you're doing a terrible job.
I am sorry. So then here's where we're going to hit some tough walks for me with names. Akaria
Chanel Davenport.
That is. I wrote, she looks great, but I'm not sold on her personality.
Is she the one that had the gigantic five wigs on?
Yeah, and they loved her look, and it was my least favorite look of the runway.
Oh, probably. Absolutely not for me. That was a great look. It was very middle of the road because we'll get to the person that is fantastic, but Akaria was, I think that her look was just the hair. I thought that the bodysuit was mediocre.
I agree with that. Okay, so here's one that I'm unsure of how I feel is Yavanna, or I think I fucked that up, but she's basically the milk of this competition. She's the super
Ivy Oddly.
Ivy Oddly. I really like the weirdness, but that saran wrap dress on the runway did
you shut your mouth. I thought that that should have gotten that she shouldn't have just been safe. She should have gotten a much better. Well, she didn't do the highest, you know, the best. We'll get to that. But Ivy Oddly's it was like a Mr. Freeze thing going on. It was fantastic. I loved it.
All right.
I think it also takes a lot of balls to go out without a wig on.
This is true, and I feel like that's something that a lot of like the weirder drag queens that I've seen on this show do, is they're not afraid to be a little bald in their presentation at times.
Right.
So for the next person, I just need to say attitude check.
Fuck you, bitch. Or is that what this says?
Yeah, Silky.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
When Silky first came out, I wasn't sure if I liked her. And then she pulled the cookie out of her bra and ate it. And I was like, okay, I kind of like this. But there's nothing going on with her drag. And then as the show progressed, I hated her more and more.
They're making her the villain. That's the thing that I...
Oh, they absolutely are.
I really have problems with how much they're presenting... They're trying to build characters from the get-go. And I don't like that. I want it to be about the drag. I don't want it to be about the drama. And I get that it's entertainment television and I don't watch reality TVs for this specific reason because I can't stand the manufactured drama. But I think that they're pushing her to be that character because I will be the first to say I don't really get big drag queen drag. Like, I don't gravitate towards it. I like the skinny guys dressed up as skinny girls because that's just kind of what I would... There's just some sort of heterosexual male thing about that, I'm sure. But, like, also, a lot of the ones that are larger queens, they rely heavily on the humor aspect, which is great, but it also leads to some of the more cringeworthy moments in RuPaul Drag Race history. And so, I mean, I loved Ginger Min. She was one of my... She's probably my favorite of the larger queens in general.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I liked it. Was it Darian Lake, I think, mm-hmm. in season
yeah,
six?
Yeah, she was great too. Girl. Yeah. But I mean, I liked them, but I just don't think that. It's
one note.
Like, yeah, well, it's because you want that queen that can do the glamour. And it's not that big girl glamour isn't a thing, it's just it's harder when you're a big man doing big girl glamour. But I think that Silky Nutmeg Ganache will go very far for two reasons in this season. One, drama. And two, because she actually does very good drag. And if she can bring that comedy into Snatch Game, I loved her outfit in the runway. I was surprisingly into it.
The runway was a lot better than when she walked in. It looked like it was like a phoned in outfit right out the gate. And I was like, ugh. I also like the way she pronounces Uber Eats. She says... Over Etz.
She's very funny. That's the thing is, like, her humor is great, but they really pushed her to be an annoying character. That's not necessarily her. Yeah. They're saying play it up because that'll get ratings and you'll be the villain.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Adore.
I do. Yeah. Oh, God. I was so upset when Adore popped up during the first challenge.
Yeah. And I love Adore Delano. Well, I love her drag. I love her character in small doses, but apparently she's not a great person, you know, when she's on tour and such. And she also really pissed me off in All Stars when she came back and then immediately left. It felt like manufactured drama. I'm going to be saying that a lot. I just don't like it.
But I do also agree with Tiara at one point kind of calls out Silky for caring way more about being memorable than actually winning the competition.
Yeah, but I think producers telling them to do these things. It's really, I don't trust the show anymore.
It makes me think a lot of, I never really watched The Real World, but you always hear about the puck situation.
Oh yeah.
In which there was basically, you know, there was a character who basically was like, I know that I can become famous if I'm just over the top. So let me do that.
Do you mean the one that Matthew Lillard used as his character's inspiration in 10 Things? Or she saw that?
Yes, that's the one. So now my favorite queen of this season, the one who I definitely see in the final three and could see winning it all, Brooklyn.
She's winning.
Who I just
think, dude, she's winning. She's so
just
amazing.
Everything about her, like her runway, like that runway outfit. Was fantastic.
The X-Men outfit I always wanted.
Yeah. There was a constant theme of like superhero kind of inspired drag on this runway, actually. There was like three or four people
Poison Ivy cosplay. And then there was that one. And then there was
X-Men bodysuit. And you said the Dr. Freeze or Mr. Freeze kind of look.
Ice to meet you.
Sorry. So the next person, and I kind of have a like 6 degrees of separation to this person, apparently, Ariel, who I was not blown away for a person that they all seem to know. And then the more that Ariel I watched, the Versace. More I disliked her personality.
She's from Cherry Hill.
I disliked her personality. Yeah, well, she's not only is she from Cherry Hill, she's apparently the ex-boyfriend of one of my best friend's coworkers. So like,
that's wild.
They were like, yeah, she was pretty she/.
No, you could say he. We were just talking about like pronouns with Queens last night because I was trying to get the lowdown on how I should be pronouncing it, and so you are more than welcome to say he when you're talking about them out of drag, but I believe you're supposed to say she when they're in drag.
Then he apparently is an asshole in real life. But I loved the – because I hated Estranja Ganja. Never was a fan.
Yeah, really.
So taking the like pot obsession and twisting it into a Poison Ivy look was really fucking creative to me. So I have to give her credit for that. I could absolutely see her being in the final six. As much as I don't want her to be.
Yeah. I mean, she's okay. She's another one of those ones that they're building up to have drama. So I'm trying to just be non-judgmental at the moment, but she could go and I wouldn't be sad.
So we have another Davenport with Raja D, who did not blow me away with her look, and her earrings kept falling off, and it just, she didn't seem like she belonged there.
So they also do this, and I might be wrong in assuming this, but they always have one that kind of tries to be that like ratchety, low class kind of queen. And I get that they're trying to hit all the bases when they start the season with all of the tropes that drag really has. But I always have a really hard time with those. Like, Adora was one of them, too. She was like, I'm a chola, blah, like, fuck. You know, like, that's what her character was. Yeah. And it grates on me after a while because I feel like queens that do that, like Raja is that kind of queen so far. That kind of queen relies on that for their humor, and they can't do more than one joke. And so it feels very one note. So yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
I agree with that. Yeah, I'm you know what? I will say, no matter what, I'm immediately invested in enough of these queens that I'm excited to watch more of this season. We are greeted by Kahana, who I hated everything about. I see her leaving early. I really, really thought that she... Well, we'll get to the final elimination, but I really thought that she should have gone home.
Kahana...
She did on the runway.
She had to lip sync for her life, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she was. Oh, yeah. Her outfit was garbage.
Yeah, she had a terrible outfit and like.
Oh, wasn't we'll that supposed to be the last person? Was that supposed to be Katya and her?
I think so. I only knew half of the people, so I couldn't compare. But it was her. It came down to her and the last person we have to talk about, which was Soho.
Soju.
Who I had mixed feelings about. And at first I wrote down, I feel like she'll be short-lived and I'll probably forget about her right before she's eliminated. through the interviews with her, though, I was really charmed. There was a point where she said something about one of the guys when they were all getting undressed. And then in the interview, she goes, oh, God, I sound so thirsty. Yeah. Like, she just had a... She had a very funny, kind personality,
mm-hmm.
and
I think she was a little too real.
She was too. That's the thing, and she was a super fan. She's a girl who runs a RuPaul Drag Race reaction show on YouTube. So, like, you know, this will be great for her numbers. I'll probably check out her channel because of this. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Like, her outfit was too much. She did way too much. I hated the blue lipstick that she had on. And when they were like doing their interviews with people and she was doing the sympathy thing, which I can't stand. Yep. I hate when they're like, oh, well, you know, I had a cyst and blah, 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 blah.
But it made
blah,
a really
blah.
Funny like, joke.
It did. It led to some really funny
My
jokes.
My sisters.
And this also leads into Kahana, who I also thought when they asked her about being in the bottom three or whatever, she just talked too much. And there never felt like realness to it. Whereas like, when they talked to Nina, I felt the realness of her sadness of completely botching it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I believe that she wanted to do this right and just could not do it. Whereas Kanye just felt like she was making up excuses. And then when it came down to the lip sync for Your Life, like, Kahana had all of the energy in the world, but I just thought that Sojo did a better lip sync. She just felt like it matched the energy of the song versus Kahana, who was just doing fucking flips and splits and shit.
But that's what happens in every lip sync when it's a super athletic queen versus a more middle of the road queen. They're just like, fuck, I gotta win. I'm gonna do some splits. But also, Soju, I saw her mess up some of the lyrics, so I know that didn't help.
This is true. Well, I mean, how many Hannah Montana songs do you know all the words to?
That's the thing, is I don't know any of these goddamn songs that they sing.
I will say a few other notes that I have is I do think I could see Sojo being back for like an All-Star season or something like that, because I think that she did
they
use
might
the
bring
one
her
episode
back.
That she was on to make an impression. I wrote down I think she could be back for season 12.
Even. No. I mean, I think they might bring her back later on this season.
Ooh.
They've done that before.
I've seen it happen. It confused the hell out of me in season 3, honestly. That person came back just to get eliminated that same episode.
Yeah.
But I do want to just call out a few things. I loved the theme of this episode. I love the haunting of like Queen's past and like having all these queens come back like Raja and stuff like that. And then the first contest being applying past Queen All-Stars to your look and stuff like that. I just thought it was a very cool theme for the first episode of this season. And I actually didn't hate Miley Cyrus too much as a guest
Miley
judge.
Was
I actually thought her
very
doing
it fun.
Funny.
Yeah, and she okay. Yeah. I have never been never in my life until last night have I ever uttered the words Miley Cyrus is gorgeous. And then I saw her in her glamorous look for the final runway, and I was like, God damn. And she's very self-deprecating. I loved it.
Yeah, I was going to say, ever since, from the career that I followed Miley Cyrus, because my sisters were the right age for Hannah Montana.
Sure.
You know, she did the Disney Child thing. Mm. And then she went off the deep end and started hanging out with, like, the Flaming Lips and doing all this, like, heavy LSD-inspired rock. And now that she's kind of moved away from going so far in that direction, she's just kind of in the middle. She's such a likable person now because she's so self-aware of those two drastic sides that she did that, like, now it's just this is who she actually is, and I really like who she actually is.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that about her and the Flaming Lips, but that's also because I don't like the Flaming Lips.
They did a very, very bad album together where it was the Flaming Lips doing all the music and Miley Cyrus doing most of the vocals, and they did a front to back cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like the album.
That's
but
a real bad idea.
Just in that weird, Flaming Lips style where it was just like, this is a nightmare. It was a nightmare of an album. And I think that was right when she was like, I shouldn't hang out with these guys.
I should probably give up on the drugs.
Yeah. But I will say the album that she did when she was all on that ecstasy is actually, if you're into dance music, it's got some bangers.
Wait, what record did she do on ecstasy?
It was the one that had like, I came in like a wrecking ball.
Okay, so she was on ecstasy when she did that record?
That was when she was hanging out with the Flaming Lips and doing all types of shit.
Okay.
But like the opening single there was all about like partying on Molly. it was an interesting switch from like, you can get the best of both worlds, Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I am excited for this season. I'm excited to see what happens in this season. Like I said, my final two, I really think are going to be Tiara and Brooklyn. But I'm curious if yours is the same or if you've got other people in mind.
Well, mine's definitely Brooklyn because she is tall as fuck. She is very creative, has been very creative. I loved her Mountie outfit. As long as she can keep up being positive, because I fucking hate when somebody is a negative queen and then wins. That just bugs the shit out of me. Because it's really like the whole point of the show is, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? And so that's why I hate the drama, because I feel like it goes counterintuitive It's contrary to the whole point of the goddamn show. So anyway, I think that she'll...
Yeah, well, that's what pissed me off with season two when Tyra Sanchez won. And I was just like, you're the shittiest person this entire season. Just a shitty attitude the whole time. It made me so angry.
Yeah, yeah, I can't stand that. So I think that she'll win. I think that we'll see a lot of Ivy Oddity because she's our season's Katya. And I love Katya. I don't know who else. I know Ariel Versace will stick around because she's just one of those, you know, she'll be good enough. And I really do think that Nutmeg will be there for a lot.
Yeah.
She might not be top three, but she'll be top six.
I was going to say, I could see her making the top six, but I want her to provide some more stuff that makes me feel like she deserves to be there beyond just the drama.
But I you know what I mean? That's my argument here is I think that they did that to set her up as a villain or as an annoying character. And then she gets this weird redemption arc where she's like, oh, I need to be more than just obnoxious. I don't know. I feel like there's that possibility there.
And I'm excited to see. So this is kind of it for the RuPaul Drag Race talk. Like I said, maybe we'll come back for like one of the big like keystone episodes, like the Snatch Game or something like that. But otherwise, we'll be back when it's probably down to the final three and discuss how we felt about the season and or whatever. But, you know, don't expect this every week on your feed.
Yeah, we're not that crazy to like be doing regular episodes, bonus episodes, and then RuPaul episodes for 3 months. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rudy, Josh, this one's for you guys.
We tip our Mountie hats to you.
And I mean, I keep saying this at the end of episodes, but this one really is the last episode that will be on your feed before we're at Monster Mania. So, you know, if you're in that Cherry Hill area, come check us out. Otherwise, just like, share, subscribe on the feeds, and we will always be here every Friday with some new content. Bye.